From sprains to fractures, get expert care quickly at the University of Kansas Health System. Walk-in orthopedic care is open weekdays, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 2, at I-435 and Null. Learn more at kansashealthsystem.com/orthopedics.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. All right, we're going to finish this show. We're going to finish it strong. I've just been re-energized now. I know Matt Beasler's coming on the show. The MLS is back. Matt Beasler is back.
It's quick and easy, Steven.
I have an injured lower back. A lot of back going on.
It's Friday.
It is quick and easy.
It's quick and easy, and your car gets a thorough hand job.
That's how we're doing it.
Matt's thrilled with that. And I just saw the tweet come through that everyone has made weight for UFC 251. Masvidal is a BMF baby. Oh, he made weight. I was not going to lie. A little concerned, but they all
Am I crazy to load up on Masvidal? James seemed to like the Usman if he held him to it.
Yeah, I mean, no, you're not crazy. You know why? Because that's the that's where the value is.
Right. Yes, okay.
That's where we're looking at the value. Matt Beasley, that's where the value is. You in no way want yourself associated with what we're talking about. But damn it, Matt, there's value there, all
right?
That's
right. Just like you on this show, Matt.
Right. You bring value to us, Matt. He doesn't care.
He's hung up the phone.
No, he should be there.
I would.
Matt, you there?
No, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay.
I start talking or not?
No, just we want, please,
distance.
Matt. For the love of sweet Jesus, please start talking.
Yes. Right,
we're getting ourselves into trouble
through a phone.
So how's everything? So what's there were some weather concerns today. What's going on so far this morning down there, Matt?
That's been one of the biggest obstacles down here. Wasn't expecting the weather to play such a factor in all of this. For those of the people that don't really know what the weather's like summertime in Florida, apparently it rains like every day.
Oh yeah.
It's like every couple hours there's just like a huge thunderstorm. It only lasts like 10 or 15 minutes, but I mean it's like clockwork. There's three or four that roll through every day, and it really throws off the schedule because there's so many teams down here and everyone is slotted in. You know, it's like you eat at a certain time, you test a certain time. There's only, you know, a certain amount of teams that are allowed to go to the training fields at a certain time. And so when these storms roll through, everything just gets thrown out the window. And so that's been one of the biggest adjustments that we've had to make. And it's really been a pain so far. Just everybody's had to have been super flexible because, I mean, the schedule is changing like every couple hours because, you know, if a storm rolls through, then the five teams that are supposed to be using the practice fields can't use them. So they have to wait an hour until the storm goes through. Well, that pushes back the schedule for an hour. So then you've got to readjust. And it's, I would not like to be in charge of the schedule and all the logistics, the people that are behind the scenes working. It would be a nightmare. But we're rolling with it. We're rolling with the punches, and we're doing all right so far.
So John Farrell's being worked big time right now. He's the guy on the Sporting KC side, right? That has to get you guys all the schedule and figure all that stuff out.
Yeah. So like just for example, today. So today we had the early practice field time slot, which is 8 a.m. training, and then we have the afternoon weight room slot. So the weight room doesn't really matter because it's inside. So those don't really get thrown off. But we were supposed to leave training from our hotel this morning at 7:30. Well, there was a storm that rolled through, so we got put on hold. And we got a text at 7:56 and said, we're leaving at 8 a.m. So be down in the lobby in 4 minutes. So it's really a quick turnaround. You got to be paying attention. And, yeah, John Farrell, I mean, it feels like he's just texting us constantly throughout the day with schedule updates.
The thing about those thunderstorms in Florida, too, is it's not like in Kansas City most of the time you can kind of see them coming. I mean, we get pop-up thunderstorms every once in a while, but I feel like most of the time it's like a weather system that pushes through, and so you can kind of see where it's coming from and where it's headed. But down there, it's like there's nothing, and then boom, huge thunderstorm out of nowhere, and then it's gone in 20 minutes. So it's like it's got to be impossible to figure out. You can't really predict them, right?
Yeah, no, that's kind of what I'm explaining is I didn't realize that there were so many of them throughout the day. And, you know, like I said, when you're trying to plan, you know, things throughout your day and you have 30 teams and you have such a strict protocol in terms of, you know, trying to like spread teams out and social distance, like it throws a big wrench in everything.
Matt Beisler is our guest. Man, so, you know, we've been talking to you every week pretty much throughout, you know, the last several months. Now, we're just hours away from you guys getting back in action. How excited are you? How motivated are you? How fired up are you for Sunday night?
It doesn't feel real. You know, it's been so long since we've had a competitive match against somebody else. Honestly, it hasn't really hit me. So, you know, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I definitely feel ready for the game, but you know, I don't think it will really hit me until probably game day. You know, wake up that morning and you go through your game day routine, and it's going to be nice. I think it's much needed for us, for, you know, the staff, but for our fans too, just to give people something to look forward to and, you know, something to, you know, people know, all right, on Sunday we're going to be playing a game at 7 o'clock, and they have that to look forward to all week, and you know, they wake up Sunday and they can tune in. So it's an exciting time for the league, for us. It's going to be nice running after somebody else and kicking somebody else for a change, because I think, you know, we've been practicing amongst ourselves for the past 8 to 12 weeks, and you know, guys are kind of getting sick of competing against each other. It's going to be nice to, you know, compete against somebody else.
Did you watch any of these first couple days worth of games, Matt?
Yeah, we've been watching a decent amount of them. We weren't able to watch last night's games because we actually had practice, but I think I've watched maybe 2 out of 3.
What did you like based on the new things they're trying?
I don't know how I feel about the background noise. So I think that ESPN was debating whether or not to play background noise or just keep it off and really, you know, let the players speak for themselves, and you can kind of hear what players are saying on the field. I don't know. I go back and forth. Like part of me likes, you know, if you watch one of the English Premier League games, they have like the artificial fan noise going on in the background. And I don't know. I think as a viewer, it helps me watch the game. I feel like the game flows better. It's a better watch, but there's an interesting part about not having any of that noise on and then having a bunch of microphones around the field, because you are, every once in a while, you're able to pick up on some small details, some nuances, potential colorful language from some of the players. So I think that part of it's entertaining as well.
How would you like it if they piped Nate's voice in doing play-by-play in the stadium for you guys so you could help you keep you focused on the game? Would you like that?
I don't know if that would help me or hurt me.
Huh.
Probably the latter.
Scrumptious.
See?
Scrumptious. See? That could you could hear that, you know?
Yeah.
That motivate me. I'm motivated right now.
Yeah.
I think you gotta be careful too, because like, I don't know, you just, with so many microphones around, you know, not that people are like saying anything terrible on the broadcast, but you just, I don't know. Nowadays, you got to be careful. You got to be careful with what you say, you know, especially
right,
when you're competing, when emotions are involved. So, I don't know. I haven't played the game yet, but I'm curious to, like, you know, once you play, to feel like, does it affect you at all? Like, are you thinking about, you know, there's so many microphones around, and does it affect the way you play?
I mean, that's got to be something completely new as a player. Like, how many times have you honestly had to focus on, you know, what you say possibly being broadcast over national television? I mean, that's got to be a first, right? And that's a new aspect mentally of how you might approach the game.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like when you're mic'd up, you know, sometimes guys wear mics for like for training or for the warm-ups and stuff. Like you feel that mic. Like when you're wearing it, and when it's a hot mic and it's on, like it wears on you. Like you're definitely aware. So yeah, I mean, I'm curious, like I said, like Jake said, it's it's there's a ton of microphones around, and they're going to be there. So I don't know. I feel like most guys will feel that presence.
Matt, I've been trying for 15 years to get Jake to change the way he talks when he's mic'd up, and he refuses to, and so it doesn't always work out. Do you now, yeah. Be honest, now do you, like, during games, do you cuss? Are you a cusser? Are you cursing out there? Are you dropping F-bombs? Or do you keep it pretty clean? Is there any dirty trash talk, Matt? Come on.
I don't know, guys. I kind of walk the line.
Oh, do you?
Okay. I say what I need to say at times.
Yeah. You're a man of few words, but they're effective words.
I'll tell you what, I was not. I was. I'm playing now, over 30 men's league. I'm still not. I got scored on at the end of the game 2 weeks ago, and profanities were just spouted.
My son,
Matt,
thought that was
Matt,
the
that's got to be a real yeah. That's got to be a real shocker for you, Matt.
Been like that?
Is that?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Well, I felt like a jerk after I looked around. I was like, well, I yelled that as loud as I possibly could, and there's kids everywhere.
Well, my 10-year-old son,
in front of a bunch of families. Yeah. You see, you know.
I mean, I'm not making that up either.
No, it's all true. I was
Matt,
there.
Can you? That doesn't surprise you, does it, Matt?
Well, I mean, I can pitch ESPN, like, after they're done using the mics for our tournament. Like, I can fly them out, and we can put them around the Overland Park Soccer Complex fields, wherever you guys play.
I mean, I get a clean sheet in the final minute. It was soul crushing for a goalkeeper.
Yep. I asked, honest, this is a true story. I asked Ben on the way home. I was like, "What did you think of the game?" And he said, "Oh, the best part was when Jake started cussing like crazy at the end."
Oh man.
Oh well.
He just loved that.
You know.
Hey, entertain the kids.
That's right.
So you guys will like this. So we're all on the same floor here at this hotel. Each team has their own wing, kind of. There's a bunch of different wings, and so I think, like, you know, there's four or five teams in each wing. Each team gets their own floor, so we're on this floor. And I mean, I don't want to, you know, downplay where we're at, but like, part of it feels like a summer camp.
Yeah,
it's so weird. Like, it's this like summer camp.
I feel like ODP camp.
Yeah.
Like ODP, like regionals?
Yeah, like, but it's, you know, like a bunch of professional players with families and grown men. And, like, I'm walking down the hall or, like, walking through the lobby, and Thierry Henry's just, like, sitting on the couch, like, on the phone. And, like, I don't know. You're walking by, like, superstars and world-class players. And I don't know. So it's on our floor right now. We have to, like, social distance even on our floor. But, like, some of the guys crack open their doors, and there's just like music playing and stuff. So I'm going to give you guys a guess what song's playing right now. I'll give you a hint. It's blaring in our hallway right now. It's a throwback. I want to say 80s or 90s, and it's a girl. Okay. You guys get a guess on what song.
I'm going to guess Tiffany. What was the song that Tiffany did? It was like a remake of the old Tommy James and the Chandel song.
I saw her standing
running
there.
Just as fast as we can.
That is incorrect.
I think I'm alone now.
I think we're alone now. Yeah. No, that wasn't it.
That was not it.
How about Madonna?
Nope. Okay, one more guess.
Debbie Gibson.
Alanis Morissette.
Cyndi Lauper.
No. Correct answer is Whitney Houston. I will always love you.
Oh, all right.
I will always love you.
Yeah.
I would have thought I would have danced with somebody.
Yeah. Right.
That's the song that's playing right now.
Right. Well, I can get down with that.
Someone that has the double CD of Whitney Houston's greatest hits, I will sign off on that. And you know what? There's nothing more relaxing than listening to her deliver those wonderful ballads.
The Bodyguard.
So I'm a fan.
Yeah. So
who's responsible for this? Where's the music coming from?
I don't know. I can't tell. I want to say it's Johnny Russell. He was on. Yeah, he was on the DJing duties earlier today, so I think it's him still.
This is inspirational.
Yeah. I remember buying this tape cassette.
Yeah.
This is wonderful. You think about Kevin Costner walking off the stage with her in his arms. Very beautiful love story.
So, Matt, I was told that a lot of the guys took their own video game systems down to Orlando because, obviously, you got to find a way to pass the time. You don't strike me as a big gamer, though. Did you take a video game system? Are you playing video games with any of the guys?
I don't have my own system. Grew up playing video games for sure, but I haven't owned an Xbox or PS4. in over 10 years. So, no, not the biggest gamer anymore. I brought a ton of books, been watching some Netflix shows, been catching up on those. We do have a players lounge. So on our floor, there's three hotel rooms that are all connected. It's like those rooms that you can like pop open that side door and they're all, you know, shared rooms. So you can kind of walk through three different rooms, and one of the rooms has a ping pong table. The other room has like a poker table, and then another table that has like a bunch of the board games. So like Jenga and Monopoly, Taboo, and, you know, Cards Against Humanity, all that stuff. And then the third room has Xbox and PS4, but it also has this like old school arcade game. It has, oh, I think Pac-Man or Miss Pac-Man is on the cover of it, but it's one of those where it has like the 400 games built into it.
Yeah.
Is that Galaga?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's the key.
Yes. Galaga is on there, and that's what I've been crushing.
Yeah, buddy.
I mean, everything else is gravy, but if you have Galaga, then you've got me. Then we're in. Absolutely.
Yep, we have Galaga. I've been playing that a lot.
Is anyone on the team close to you as far as what the scores you could put up on Galaga?
Well, first of all, like half the guys don't even know what Galaga is.
Right, you've got a huge advantage. That's my point. It feels like that, you know, that's home turf for you.
The other half, like, look at the screen. They're like, "What is this? There's no way I'm playing this game. This is stupid." Then I'm like, no, like, look, like, you can get a double ship here.
Right.
Like let
exactly
the guy catch
right.
Free guy. Float up, yeah. And they look at me like, this is stupid. I don't care. A double ship? Like, who cares?
There was nothing more exhilarating
than amazing.
It doubled up with
got
those
in the tractor
ships.
Beam.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, if you know, but look, that's teach these kids. You have to educate them. Now, Matt, to promote your appearance on the show today, I tweeted out a beautiful picture of you and Patrick Mahomes together because it's been a big week for Patrick Mahomes. And so I'd like to ask you, as a fellow star professional athlete in this town, when you saw the news of Patrick Mahomes' new contract, did you immediately call Cliff and say, "Hey, we got let's talk, let's do something. The bar has been raised." No?
Yeah. It went through my head, but I did not reach out to anyone. Good for him. I was pumped for him. I was pumped for the Chiefs, for the city. You know, I thought I'd be excited as a fellow athlete, you know, seeing somebody sign a contract like that. But I was a lot more affected than I thought I would be. It's a really big deal, and I think it's a great contract from both sides.
Like everybody, it's so funny you say it because everyone, I was surprised about like how excited I was because like everyone knew it was going to happen. I mean, he wasn't, you know, they weren't not going to give him an extension, but I guess maybe because it was for, a 10-year extension and how much it was. And then there's a sense of pride that, hey, the highest paid athlete ever is right here in Kansas City and we're doing it. And he's the best, you know, quarterback in the NFL, the best player in the NFL. But like so many people, it was like they won a big playoff game all over again. It's funny you say that because so many people were excited and celebrating over this, over something that was kind of a foregone conclusion.
Yeah, no, that's exactly how I felt. And yeah, I was not expecting to feel that way and kind of have the reactions that I was seeing. So, I mean, yeah, like I said, good for him. You know, I think the best part about all this, you know, me, you know, not knowing Patrick that well and just kind of observing from the outside is like he is who he is. Like he's got his family, he's got his, you know, his girlfriend, his brother, his mom, like he's got his circle and he's got football and he's got his team and like that's all he needs. Like he seems so content and happy with what he has, and I don't know, I think that's, it's very cool, it's very authentic, and you know, in today's world, sports world, like, that's rare. So, you know, hopefully he can stay that way. I assume he can, but I don't know. I just, he's different. He seems different than a lot of these guys coming through right now.
All right, Matt Beisler, I understand you were giving away some sandwiches yesterday, by the way, and I've been thoroughly enjoying watching commercials featuring you as a young child eating at Mr. Good Sense and then growing up and giving sandwiches away. What's going on with you and Good Sense?
Yeah, so we started a partnership starting this year. I was really, really excited for this one. You know, I've done various deals kind of throughout the year, and you know, some of them really hit home, you know, some of them, you know, aren't quite as personal. But when this Good Sense one came to fruition, came across the table, I was like, yo, we got to make this happen. I was so pumped because Good Sense is my spot. Like, it's always been my spot growing up. I love that place. I think it's really good, and I've been going there pretty much my entire life. So as a kid, if you were to tell me, like, for one, like, I was going to be a professional soccer player, but two, like, oh, yeah, you're going to be sponsored by Good Sense one day. Like, I would be like, no way. I would maybe think about taking the Good Sense deal when I was a kid. I was like, oh, yeah, I'd rather have that. But, no, it's really cool. I'm grateful, you know, just for that opportunity. And we're going to do some fun things, you know, throughout the community. We have some good ideas. Obviously, all this COVID craziness has kind of delayed some of those things, but we were able to do a cool commercial, which I think turned out really well. I'm excited about that, and then the first thing we're going to announce is just giving away those subs, and we kind of did it in a cool way. So we did all the math on it. We're doing 270 16-inch subs, and if you do the math, that's going to equal the exact length of a full-size soccer field. So it's 120 yards of subs that we're giving out for this MLS's back tournament.
That's awesome. Now, you guys play your first game, as we talked about, just a couple days away, Sunday night, 7:00 Central Time. You can listen to it right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB with myself and Jacob Peterson on the call, with Carter Augustine live in Orlando on the sidelines as well. And this is a division rival of yours. It's a local rival. You guys play Minnesota United in every competition, it seems like. And they made the playoffs last year. What are you looking forward to most out of this challenge with Minnesota United?
Yeah, I think this is a tough matchup. I respect what Minnesota is doing. I think they've turned themselves into one of the best teams in the league. You know, I think when they first came into the league, for the first maybe 3 or 4 years, we had their number. I don't know exactly what the record was, but we won the majority of the games that we played against them. And then last year, I feel like they really turned the corner as a team, as a club, and we didn't fare well against them. I think we played them 3 times last year, and you know, we might have been 0-3, or I don't know if we won a game against them last year.
You guys won one game at home in a very late goal by Eric Hurtado for a 1-0 win. But you lost Open Cup to them, and you lost there at the end of the season in a heartbreaking fashion.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I just think that they've turned a corner. Like I said, they made the playoffs for the first time. And, you know, they're feeling good about themselves. They've got something going over there. So we expect them to be very organized. You know, they sit back a little bit deeper than some of the teams that we play, and then they look to catch you on the counter. So that's what we expect, especially in this tournament when it's going to be hot, when guys' fitness levels aren't going to be up to where they normally are. You know, we expect them to drop into a block, to be really organized, hard to break down, and we've got to be very careful with the ball to make sure that we don't have, you know, a bunch of stupid turnovers, because they've shown in their first 2 games of the season, they went on the road and did that exact same thing as I'm talking about right now, and they crushed both the teams. I think they scored like 4 goals and 5 goals on the road because they just sat back, they absorbed some pressure, they found the right times to pick teams off, and then they countered them. So it's going to be an exciting game, I think.
Matt Beisler has been our guest. Sporting Kansas City back in action Sunday at 7:00 Central. Matt, we're very excited. Good luck on Sunday. And my final question, does that vintage arcade game have Burger Time by any chance?
Wait, what's it called?
Burger Time.
Well, you're Peter Pepper, you little chef, and you're running around and you're building burgers while other foods chase you, and if they get too close, you can dash some pepper on them and it kills them.
You never played Burger Time?
No, I haven't heard that. I will check. I'll do some investigating.
Right.
It has Digger Man?
Dig Dug.
Dig Dug?
I love Dig Dug.
Great game. Dig Dug?
Dig Dug. Great game.
What about Defender? Does it have any Defender on there? That's another game that I'd like to.
Qbert?
You know, it's a. Oh, Qbert.
Marble Madness.
I didn't love Qbert.
My mom loved Qbert.
Somebody texted in and said they want you to see if you can play Tempest also. That was a very popular game. Matt right, Beezer, thank you.
I'll do some investigating. I'll get back to you guys. I'll send you guys tweets, some pics of the old school games for maybe some of the guys, the listeners as well.
That's right.
Go get 3 points on Sunday, buddy.
Yeah, sounds good, guys. Happy Friday. Enjoy the weekend, and hopefully everyone tunes in to our game on Sunday.
We'll do it. The MLS is back. Matt Beezer is back. Sporting Kansas City's back. Nate Picati's back. We're all back. I'm not back.
Scrumptious! Yeah, that's right.
Not really. I'm the only one that's not back, but you know what? I'm there in spirit. Tell people how they can follow along on Sunday with all the festivities.
Okay, well, first of all, we're going to do an hour-long pregame show on Fox Sports Kansas City. Myself, Jacob Peterson, and Carter Augustine will do an hour-long pregame show starting at 6 o'clock. So you want to check that out because we're going to have a lot of great footage of things that have happened behind the scenes from inside the bubble, plus laying out all the different rules and notes of how this tournament's going to go. Then here on Sports Radio 810 WHB, starting at 7 o'clock, we'll have the play-by-play. Kickoff's at like 7:08. So we'll have a little pregame and then kickoff. Myself and Jacob Peterson, we're going to broadcast from separate booths. I think Jacob probably always wanted to do that, but now the pandemic's given him an excuse to be in a different booth than me while we call the game.
Good for him.
Yeah, so we'll do play-by-play at 7 o'clock, Sporting Kansas City against Minnesota United, who, by the way, will be playing without Ico Parra. A former SKC man and reigning MLS Defender of the Year, did not go down to the bubble because of a pre-existing health condition that he's still working on. So it wasn't safe for him to go down to the bubble. So he won't be playing for Minnesota United, but they still have a lot of really good players. It's going to be a good game Sunday night at 7 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 810.
Jake, I'm sorry. Here's a curveball. We need to end the show with Hal McRae, please, because I'd like to wish Hal McRae a happy 75th birthday.
Oh, boy.
Hal McRae is 75 today, and there's only one way we can end the show on Hal McRae's 75th birthday. Here's a nice tirade to start your weekend on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Did you consider Brett for Miller with the bases loaded in the 70s?
No. Don't ask me all these stupid-ass questions. No. In the
God, all these stupid ass questions every night. Find the that I hit Brett for Miller. Miller signed the game. He's playing against left-handed pitchers. Brett is not playing against left-handed pitchers. Find the what I bat for Miller. You think I'm a damn fool? I'm tired of all these stupid ass questions every night. And stay out here asking all these dumb ass questions. Stupid. Ask me that stupid ass shit every motherfucking night. I'm not taking no shit off. You guys are not taking no shit off the fucking players. I'm sick and tired. I'm fed up with every fucking thing. No shit from you guys. No shit from you fucking players. And yet they can do any motherfucking thing they want to do. I'm sick and tired of all this bull. Now, put that in your pipe and smoke it.